All right, welcome back, folks. Can We Kick It podcast. Your co-host Mike, along with Chuck. Yeah.
What up? Peace, brother.
What's going on, man? It's been a while since we've had a little podcast.
I think this is the longest we've been between podcasts, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I went 31 years without having a podcast, so this is definitely the second longest stretch.
Yeah, so, yeah, 45, 44, 43 yeah. For me, so, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
we got to 100. We got to 100 real quick, and then we
and then we cooled. Yeah, we had that 2-year anniversary. We had to take a break. So, no, yeah, it's been pretty busy. I know you've been working a lot. I've been working a lot. You've been traveling a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it feels like a weird moment, and not weird like we had the gap from the writer strike, but I don't know. It's just not dedicated to one TV show. I mean, Tokyo Vice for sure. We'll talk about what the shows we're watching, but I don't know. It seems like, you know, True Detective just finished, and we've got thoughts on that. And Tokyo Vice started up on season 2, and I think that's just firing on all cylinders. It's weird that it's a drop on Thursday and not a Sunday night premiere.
Is it on HBO directly, or is it just online?
I think it's just online.
I don't have it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me worried about it because, you know, if they're doing the drop instead of the Sunday night premiere, it doesn't make me feel comfortable about season 3 getting picked up. I don't know what Max and Warner Brothers is doing, but it just seems like they're just pushing this one out the back door. I don't know. But
I think it's the best show that's on right now.
I agree. So. I can't name another show that's as good as this. And it just keeps getting better and better with each week. But yeah, we're watching Tokyo Vice. We finished True Detective. Just started Shogun on Hulu FX. I've only watched the first episode. I think you watched the first two. And
I watched the first two.
I'm kind of on the fence about it to start, but I'm sure it'll get better. Not that it's bad. Yeah. It's just it hasn't hooked me.
Yeah, I think I watched the first one and I was like, that's a good little foundation. You know, I kind of tried to focus on it because the show so far, it's interesting because it's in English and Japanese, and the two languages that are being spoken are like, it's Japanese and Portuguese. I guess there's a few English people there, but based on a book, based on a movie, it's the second episode hooked me. The second episode was really good. It was definitely, I mean, it's kind of like, it's a little bit of Pirates of the Caribbean, Game of Thrones. It's like power struggle, like kind of the head of the kingdom dies and his son is too young to be an heir. And so they set up a council of 5 faction ruler or 5 regents to rule until the heir.
5 families.
Yeah. 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 And of course, guess what? When you put 5 people in charge, guess what's going to happen? You know?
Yeah.
And then you got the Portuguese Catholics and the Spanish. And basically the second episode adds a lot more context and kind of give some background stuff that I won't go into it, but
it's like the Portuguese Catholics have like established like a trading agreement with the Japanese, and the European Protestants are trying to like move into their territory, and like the Japanese don't know that there's other people outside there other than the Portuguese, some just from what I'm picking up in the first episode. And so there's that bitter feud about who's going to own it, but
Yeah, like and the second it goes
shipwrecked. Yeah.
Yeah. And the second it goes into more, you'll find out some more world outside of Japan and like why Japan is inward focused on their drama. The outside world is like closing in on them.
I bet. Yeah.
So, but it's, I think part of it is like fascination with kind of the Tokyo Vice with Asia, right? I've been to Europe, I've been to Caribbean, South America. I haven't been to Asia, and there's like this fascination for me to go to Japan, at least in Singapore and some other areas. And it's like,
yeah.
So you're getting like the good visuals, and like, there's a comment in the second episode that says, like in Europe, we think Europeans are like the smartest and the most advanced, and then you come here to Osaka and see what they built, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
all right, we're not, you know. So,
yeah,
but it's really, I mean, I think we got a couple, you know, with this and Tokyo Vice, you got Hiroyuki Sanada, who is also in Westworld. He kind of played a samurai. In was it season one or Westworld when they go to
season three?
Season two, I think it's two. Three was
somewhere
the
in
future, one of the future. So yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, and then Ken Watanabe and Tokyo Vice. I mean, you got two really great Japanese actors in these shows. But
yeah,
the second episode like was really good. We both kind of agree so far, and even through two, the Englishman in this show's name is like John, I don't know, Weather something, but his real name is Cosmo Jarvis, and he's actually born in New Jersey but is British. He's kind of
yeah.
We both joked that Mike joked that Tom Hardy should, if the Tom Hardy was playing, it'd be badass, and I agree.
I wouldn't be able to understand a single word he says from like The Revenant, but like, or as Bronson, but I would be more involved in invested if it was Tom Hardy, because I could see it just being bangers.
What about Matt Damon or Tom Cruise? Like that. They both
Tom
did,
Cruise
like,
already
movies.
Did his samurai movie.
Yeah. Did Matt Damon do something like that? No, or was it Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking
Matt Damon
Brad
did
Pitt. Maybe I'm thinking Brad Pitt is the Mexican.
I think Matt Damon did do a movie where it was like they were fighting like monsters on the other side of the Great Wall of China.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it. Yeah. But yeah, Shogun is interesting. I mean, it is
Wall.
Funny because
Matt Damon,
the Great Wall.
Yeah.
It's funny because like you know, I have to like reset my expectations because it is like 1600s, and he's like, they're like pulling up to the port of Osaka, what's his name? Rodriguez is like, if you think that they don't know anything about building a civilization or whatever, go look at the port of Osaka. And he like goes up and it like shows a port. I'm like, that's it. I was like, where the fucking skyscraper? Oh wait, 1600. Never mind.
Yeah.
What am
I
doing?
Yeah. That was the kind of quote I was trying to get in earlier in the first episode. Yeah.
But I'm interested to see how it goes. I'm going to keep watching. It's a limited series, so I think we're
only
going to
get. Oh,
is it
a limited series? Okay.
Yeah, I don't expect to get more than 8 episodes out of it, but I'm interested. I'm interested. It is nice going hand in glove with Tokyo Vice at the same time, so that is cool.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be. I didn't pay attention, but limited series, so that kind of that it'll should keep intensifying. I mean, and after the second one, it shows like in the next coming weeks or whatever, and it has a lot of action, a lot of stuff.
Nice.
So, but yeah, really good. And then Tokyo Vice is that's been on fire. We were 5 episodes in.
Yeah, I think we're 5 in. It's
how many episodes is the season?
10, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, it's. I was, you know, the first episode came out, and I was like, okay, it's like a 3-month time jump, and I wasn't too sure about that. Like, they didn't explain it up front. And I was like, okay, maybe this isn't going to be as great as the first one. And then it really picked up. And we're 5 episodes in. The last one was Illness of Trade, and it's a 10 episode. We're halfway through the season. We're halfway through. And it's so good.
I love the whole Illness of Trade, and it's like, because the Japanese aren't good drinkers, and in that line of work, they drink a lot, and like they're all getting liver disease, and they all go to this one hospital, and then they're going to this doctor, German doctor in Thailand, and it obviously helps to Tozawa, But
Yep.
and we're gonna find out what maybe he went to like Elon Musk's blood boy or something, but
That's what's going to come out though, is because he was wanting to get into the US. And I didn't
yeah.
realize it back then, because I kind of did some research about the guy he's based on during the first season. And yeah, he like the real guy like got a kidney transplant in the US and went back. And so when they show Tozawa after he like hooks up with his mistress, that poor lady, he's got like a like an abdomen scar. So I think he did get a transplant.
Yeah, I bet
And
he did
he's
get
like
in the
one of the
US or
first.
something.
Yeah. So it'll be really interesting how they explain that, because supposedly if they get the blood transfusion from the blood boys, they only get like 6 months to live. And it's like, oh, don't hang your hat on that. There's no way.
No, he's back. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he looks better.
So.
He feel you know, he's got energy now. And you know, we see some big names moved off the board, some big pieces moved off the chessboard in this season, and it's really good, man. I don't I was wondering where it was going, but it's back to its normal thing, and it's so great. Ansel Elgort and the guy that plays Sato and Samantha, it's just so
Sho Katamatsu. That's
Sho
like
Katamatsu,
one of my
so
favorite
good.
names. He's like so understated, like his acting style in the show.
He's
I
very
follow him on
casual.
Instagram.
Yeah.
No, I follow him on Instagram now, and he went live like this morning or yesterday. Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously it's a different time there.
Yeah.
And he was just like talking, and it's all in Japanese, so I had no idea, but he was like answering questions, and like
That's
he was
so
just
cool.
playing with a piece of paper. Like, I mean, he was just like it was fun. It was funny because I stayed there for like 10 minutes. I had no idea what was said.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
I put a comment. I was like, show, and
Yeah.
like all the rest were in Japanese.
Hell yeah.
All
I
right,
think he's
how do I
having fun
learn
with
this?
the role. Yeah.
Yeah.
'Cause like he gets to like have this power to some degree, and then like they go do karaoke and he's singing I Want It That Way, and like the guy's singing it, and he's like yo, keep it down, this is my jam. Like it's
It's
just
a
he's
fun
so good.
role.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
that'd be I mean all him and Jake Adelson, like those two would be the best roles to play in the show. I mean,
Oh yeah.
Ken Watanabe has a horrible like his
Yeah,
family's
dude.
like threatened. He's got a he's got such a rough one.
He just looks like he's never like in the show, like every episode he's in, he just looks like he hasn't slept for like 72 hours. Like every minute of the episode, he's just like dead man walking, bags under his eyes. I mean, they did really good, but it's just like, oh, that's a rough role.
Yeah, no, it's you could tell the toll it takes on him. That's why he's
Yeah.
such a good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, such good acting, good storytelling. I mean, Michael Mann did the first pilot, did the pilot of season one. He's an executive producer.
I totally
It's got
forgot
good
that.
stuff. I still love the opening. Like, I don't even skip through the opening credits with the tattoos and
No way,
the
dude. Yeah. Yeah, I love that, because it's like, Yakuza in the 90s and like tattoos and hepatitis becoming a more known thing. Like they nobody said that yet, but that's pretty much what it is. And and like Jake hooks up with Tozawa's girl. I mean, isn't that like it has like I don't isn't that transferred sometimes sexually? I don't know. Anyways, but I'm just like, oh, this dude is just playing with fire. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But
He's about to be peeing with fire.
yeah,
He
for
goes
real.
back
Yeah.
to her.
Yeah. But yeah, it's super interesting, and now they're diving more into the like his work relationships. Like I got a feeling he might be betrayed by some people at work and stuff like that. But yeah, Jake Ansel Elgort killing it. So
Yeah, I think we're about to see more of the work of like and we figured out kind of that we think someone internally burned the tape, like Baku, the bigger boss. Jake tries to help out his friend, and his friend fails and blames Jake. I think there's more. I think at some point, I imagine he seems a bit of a loose cannon. Like he'll cause rifts and everything. And I don't know the whole true story, and I'm sure the show's embellished and stuff a little bit. But
pretty much.
yeah, it's just good. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah, Baku, not Baku, but his work buddy that he gave the scoop to
Yeah.
that bungled it,
The
he's like
baker. The
the
baker.
yeah, the baker. He's the only one that recognizes who the girl is that he brought to the embassy party, which was Tozawa's girl. That's where it's all going to go wrong, in my opinion. Is he's going to pop off and say something to somebody who knows Tozawa. But anyways.
Yeah.
It's
They
such a
do a
good
really
show.
good job. Yeah. Of like not everything's there for a reason.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
nothing's
it's not
wasted
like,
in this show.
Yeah. It's not like where we're going to go next with True Detective and story arcs and
garbage.
We were talking about something earlier where, oh, we were talking about Westworld too, where that in season two, like the kind of, I would say Asia Town, whatever the
Samurai World, whatever it was called.
Samurai
I can't remember
World,
now.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Samurai World. That kind of could have been so much better. I mean, it was in season two and it kind of started off and then it finished its thing, but it could have been integrated better into the show, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so what else do you watch in Tokyo Vice?
Tokyo Vice.
Shogun starting.
Yeah, Shogun starting. Let's see. You've been watching Resident Alien, yeah?
Yeah, it's so good. It's so... So the other night, this is a testament of how, like, I don't know how this show isn't more popular. Because I'll walk by sometime, and I guess it's on Sci-Fi Network, so I mean, that's one. But, like, this could have been, like, a sitcom on NBC or something, like, in the 2000s. Like, it's really... Blanco most of them will walk by my shows and be like, no, this is gross, or like, this is too this, or this is, but never turn it off. And she likes all the old formatted style, like, you know, she likes like The Blacklist and all the like the normal network type TV shows, How I Met Your Mother and Modern Family and all, you know, like, so like there's been two shows where she's done this, like with Righteous Gemstones. She didn't watch the first season or the second, and then the last like season she like sat down and watched one episode while I was watching it, and then she started watching every episode. In Resident Alien this season, she's like watched like two of the three complete episodes. But just like first time was like I'd hear her laughing like she's in the cooking in the kitchen, and then like the last one she sat down and watched, and I'm like, okay, so it's a very kind of like, you don't need to, I mean, there's a storyline, but you don't necessarily need to know.
Yeah.
Like, everything that's happening to jump right in. But it's just funny. I mean, even now it's getting like a little serious. The first season was just kind of really goofy. But it's a good show. It's, I enjoy it. Marcos
you shared me some clips like talking about the
moon titties.
Moon titties. That's a lot of shit.
I showed that to Blanca because I'm like, he's like, hey, he got Arby's on the backside of the moon next to a strip club. Like, she's her. And like, look at all that drywall. Like, it's just so.
So great.
The sheriff is so stupidly funny.
That's so funny.
But, yeah, and
yeah.
Then,
I got to get caught up on Resident Alien. I haven't watched it since the first season, so I got to jump into it.
Did you? The only other thing I've been watching is doing a rewatch of The Leftovers, which I'm on.
Mm.
I just almost finished season two. And did you ever? You started that or no?
I can tell you where I'm at. I'm at season one, episode 7.
Okay,
so I gotta just sit down and just plow through. It's such a slow burn show that I gotta sit there and let it like eke into me, because it's like it's heavy, dude.
It's the heaviest fucking show. Every time I watch it, I mean, I've rewatched it now like 10 plus times. It's so fucking heavy.
Yeah.
And the first season is not. I wouldn't say the most it's cohesive, but it's super dark and super heavy. And the entrance or the credit music reflects that. And the second and third are like you know, it's kind of like stages of grief, and the first one is like the initial reaction to 2% of the world, and then the second season is more about people like trying to find to move on and feel safe, and the third is like, you know, facing their own demons and mortality, like, but it's just it's the super it's you have to if you want to watch comedies and like you're not gonna be able to because it's fucking deep, like it's intense. Like that was when Blanca walked by, I was like, this is definitely something I don't want to watch. Like I've dealt with enough like grief, like all right, so.
Yeah, I can remember like having after like a drunken night on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, coming back to the hotel and turning on the TV, and it was like an episode of The Leftovers. And I was like, what the fuck is, and I fucking changed it. I was like, that's gonna make me jump out the window. Good God. Yeah, it's heavy,
Yeah,
but
it's like,
it's great though. Yeah.
it's Damon Lindelof from Lost, Patrick Somerville also from Station 11. I mean, those two were, and then Tom Perrotta, who wrote the book that it's based on. I mean, those were the executive producer, the main executive and co-executive producers. But everybody, that's why it's Damon Lindelof. So, you know, the questions are like, is this real? Did this event, and it basically boils down to there's like one supernatural event at the beginning, and then you're supposed to determine everything else that happens is not, I mean, to
Yeah.
be just life, but everybody is expecting it to be Lost, kind of. But
Yeah.
so,
Yeah, it's good.
anything else that you're watching?
I mean, some network television, The Rookie,
Golden
FBI.
Bachelor.
No, oh God, no. I'm waiting for the Golden Bachelorette. That's what I'm waiting on.
That's right. Find a sugar mama in there.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon. I'm
How was
We're like
that?
two. We're like two episodes in. It's really good, man. Donald Glover and what's her name? Maya Erskine. If I said her last name right, but it's really good. It's a kind of a spoof on the movie, but it's much more like realistic and down to earth than the movie was.
Yeah,
And then on top of
I
that,
like Donald Glover, of course,
oh, dude, yeah,
as you know.
he's pretty good in this, yeah. And then the other is Curb Your Enthusiasm, season 12. It's the final season. And R.I.P. Richard Lewis just died, and
I
he was in the
saw
show and best friends with Larry David for over 50 years. So I'm sure tonight's the first episode since. So I'm sure they'll have some in memoriam thing. So it'll be interesting. But it's funny as always, man. It's just great stuff. And then that kind of leads us into, I don't know if you're watching anything else, but then that kind of leads us into the. Into the abortion that the end of True Detective Night Country was.
Yeah, let's talk about that because I'd like to go to bed sometime tonight before midnight, but we could talk about this abortion of a season.
So
And I say
bad.
that as there was some good parts and there were some good episodes. And I guess I was half right what was going to happen,
You were, yeah.
which like shocking. But
Yeah.
so, can I just give a little synopsis real quick? So,
Go for it.
we went through six episodes to find out that a conglomerate of white and native cleaning ladies herded the scientists out into ICE and gave them a choice to live or die and folded their clothes because the cleaning lady discovered, the three-finger cleaning lady discovered that the secret lair, and that's where Annie K was killed by the scientists, which we learned the scientists killed Annie K. And the cleaning ladies killed the scientist.
The most ridiculous two murders I've ever seen.
Even just the setup of, oh, Annie K was dating Clark, the scientist, and somehow he lets, or she finds out that there's a secret cave underneath there, or secret lair that the scientist, which, why would the scientist need to have a secret underground thing to work out of when no one would know what it is?
Exactly.
So, and
They
then
know you're
Annie
doing
K
core
just,
samples. Why you gotta hide the shit? I don't under yeah,
Annie K
continue.
like starts destroying files like they would, like she would know what any of that is.
And
Like
that's the source of the problem?
like they don't have this on a backup drive, like what they were trying to do. Like there was, and we learned that the lab basically told the mind, the scientists told the mind to pollute more because it helps extract this like live forever agent out of the permafrost or curing cancer. Now, I had a let me ask you a question. If the scientists had found the cure for cancer or the secret to immortality or whatever was in this permafrost, isn't that worth one life? I mean,
You'd like to
sorry, I have to
think.
say that, but it's
I mean,
like, but
yeah, I
I mean, I don't even know how to, like, what was the point? Hank, Russian girlfriend. What was the point of the trailer with all the season one like dolls hanging from it?
blue in the
What was the
ceiling
point of the
and
circle? What was the point of Travis Cole? What was the point of fucking, I immediately lost interest in the final when they said like time is a flat circle or whatever. Is that what he said? What someone
yeah,
said something to McConaughey, and I'm
Clark
like,
did in the last
yeah.
episode. It was the biggest bait and switch in television history. Like, folks, this is why we waited so long to do this podcast, is because we were having to get our thoughts together. This is part of the reason why behind the show, because we were all into it. Like, it was pretty good all the way through, like Hank getting killed for killing the crack dude, and then like making his son like get rid of the bodies, and then the last episode just goes off the fucking rails, and they just like start explaining everything like it's the murder on the Orient Express. Spoiler alert, if anybody's ever seen that, watch the play, read the
Yeah.
book, whatever. That basically everybody's in on the murder of this one person. So like Annie K goes down to the secret lair where they're doing core samples. Why you need a secret cave is beyond me. Such a ridiculous premise. She like is destroying the samples because she somehow read notes on Clark in Clark's cabin, because she's got a background in astrophysics that she can understand pollution ratios, just saying. And then like all of the scientists walk in and just like Caesar her and just start stabbing her and kicking the
Yeah.
shit out of her. Like everybody would go in on that. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, like you would at least have one or two of these genius, nerdy scientists that would be like not involved in
Like, oh my
fucking
God, I'm throwing
murder.
up. I'm gonna go back up the
And
ladder,
then,
and you guys just did what you
yeah.
did, and I wanted nothing to do. What?
And at the, like, Clark is the last one, like, to finish her off. And it's like, wait, you were in a relationship with this person?
Yeah.
Like,
And yeah, I would never hurt her. Yeah.
I could get one rogue scientist, like the guy that turned into a monster zombie, Lund. Okay, maybe he went in like and did that, and Clark tried to stop it, and he's like, "I'll kill all you motherfuckers."
That's what he
And
should have done. That's how it should have been, is Clark went down there to stop Annie from doing it.
yeah.
One scientist, Lund, comes down there and is like, oh my God, what the hell are you doing down here? Stab, stab, stab. Clark, don't ever tell anybody else about this or I'll fucking kill you. That's it.
Yeah. And so like, and then there's still the lingering aspect of the supernatural stuff, which
Yeah.
none of the killing was supernatural, but like I've been reading, you know, people shitting on it and or asking questions, like, and Issa Lopez responding and being like, she was there. It's like, what do you mean she was there? Like,
Yeah.
So
ghost
when Annie
when
K, like what, like
when
Clark
Clark had
saw
his
Annie
fucking
K's ghost, and then
yeah. So like when Clark had his
ghost
fucking
first
seizure
before the cleaning lady.
before like the beginning of the episode where Clark has a seizure, like he sees something and he's like, oh, she's awake. He supposedly saw Nevarro. Like my interpretation of what she's talking about is
Or
that it's
Annie
like,
K.
yeah, it's like some four-dimensional bullshit time travel. I don't know, anyways. It's so ridiculous that everything that was referenced from season one, whether it was the Tuttle Corporation, Time is a Flat Circle, Travis Cole, the Spiral, that was all bullshit to get people who watched season one to watch it because they couldn't come up with anything original on their own to make this shit interesting. The Spiral wound up only meaning thin ice. Like the Tuttles just are a conglomerate that are evil. Travis Cole is a dancing ghost. It was all bait and switch. And, you know, for Issa Lopez and all these people to say that we didn't like it because a woman made it, fuck off. I didn't like it because it was a shit season. That's what I think, man. And, you know, how would the cleaning women have known that all the scientists were involved? How the fuck would they know that?
Yeah, they don't. And well, because Annie K's ghosts were like came to them in a dream. I don't, I mean, I get, but I get if you're gonna have the supernatural element and all that, and you know, maybe that exists in that community. But we didn't really get told that. There was, we need, you know what? I think if there's 10 episodes,
Yeah.
this may be good. Like,
Yeah.
you
You
can't.
flesh it out.
True Detective season one was 10 episodes. So you had time to listen to Woody and Matt and get to know their backstory as much as you can, get to know what drives them and understand what they're dealing with.
I
And
gotta watch
this,
Woody
you.
Harrelson get jealous that Alexandra Daddario's dancing with another dude, and then he like
Yeah,
winds
when
up
he's
banging the.
married and like. And
Yeah.
he's married to Michelle Moynihan, who's also very attractive.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it's just, but you were in that world. Like, besides the scenery, I never felt in that world. I mean, I kind of knew the three-fingered crab lady was going to be involved because they would have her walk into a room like for no reason, like walk into the laundromat or walk
Yeah.
in. You know, they kept going to her in the beginning because her boyfriend beat her up, or you know. But let's get this way: the white woman with red hair keeps getting her face beat in by the husband, and the cleaning ladies are like, "We'll let that slide, but not the scientist." I don't like.
His time's not yet up yet.
Maybe when he starts seeing ghosts of somebody.
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, the cleaning ladies
But
now have formed a. They've formed a posse, and they're gonna go out and they're gonna have themselves a good old fashioned ice. You know, a popsicle of scientists, and
yeah.
they're gonna leave it up to Sedna to decide whether or not they live or die. And like, we're just supposed to like, okay, is this Fight Club? Like, are they like the backbone of society, and now they're like saying fuck everybody else? Like,
Yeah.
I don't like. I didn't. It felt rushed. It made no sense. It felt
Yeah.
very ham jammed together. And then, yeah, and then Nevarro and Danvers are like, we get it. They killed Annie K. Murder's okay.
So we've shit on it pretty well, which deservedly so. What were some positives and your favorite parts or favorite scenes of the season?
The first episode was great. It was a great
Yeah.
setup. We get, you know, nightfall's coming. We see all the caribou run off the cliff. I
Which
think
we
for
don't
me,
know why that like we figured there maybe that was something like there. I mean, the caribou normally jump off a cliff like when the beginning of the long night's coming, like, but
yeah, you
there was
got
a lot of
that.
pointless. Yeah, there was a lot. That was a cool scene, but there's a lot of pointless
Yeah, it was like,
scenes in
oh shit,
this.
that was shocking. Okay, that had nothing to do with anything. It was a red herring. I mean, it was
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I really enjoyed the second to last episode where Hank, which ridiculously, I'm just gonna keep shitting on it, but like the whole like exchange with Hank at Danvers place with Rudolph Hess, and then he like Hank gets capped. That whole sequence, yeah. Like we were like, oh shit, the season is like unbelievable. And then it just takes a caribou left hand turn and goes right off the cliff.
So I think part of it, we wanted it to be better than it was. And yeah. Episode 5 was good, was one of the better ones. But even in there, like, some of it doesn't, like, we don't know. The only background we get, basically, between Hank and Pete Pryor of their father-son stuff is Hank saying he rescued his son from falling in the ice. What was that?
I have no idea. Did you see that? Chuck just like, all of a sudden had a thumbs down right next to his head.
You know what that was? Probably no. I'm not even at the. I bet that was fucking Annie Kay, dude. Like she's awake. Shit, I'm not even touching anything. I don't know what happened there.
Issa Lopez's ears must be burning. She's like, "Fuck y'all's podcast." Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but I think, I mean, like, I'll get some negative things real quick and then switch to positive. Yeah. Like, I love Christopher Eccleston, which he's fantastic. In The Leftovers.
Yep.
He was in two scenes, basically just having sex, or three scenes, but two of them were just to have sex with Jodie Foster. Yeah. I think Hank, our with John Hawks, our boy, like, was way underused, like, that he's always good. And it was interesting to see him as kind of like a bad guy. I mean, because I only know him from Eastbound and Down. But I think Navarro was really good. You know, I mean, she's basically like a boxer who became an actor. And I thought she was like the breath of fresh air. And the daughter was pretty good.
Yep.
I think there are some positives to come out of it. I mean, Jodie Foster is Jodie Foster, but like, they really didn't give them great dialogue to work with.
No.
It was, the writing was kind of shitty. And Issa Lopez was confirmed, season 5 was confirmed with Issa Lopez again. So, what is that? I get, but the got huge ratings. But I think, you know, if anything is, if Reddit is an indicator of anything, people were hate watching it because I could not find a positive thread about the show the entire season.
It's true.
Even when we liked episode 5, they were shitting on it all over the place on Reddit. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
early on
right.
In the season, people were shitting on it. And we were like, this is a pretty great season. And then it just, I don't know. It had great elements, right? I like Jodie Foster. I like Navarro. But I like all these certain elements. I like the background of it being Alaska. And there's like 2 weeks at night. And you make it all this scary stuff, but like, pick a lane. Either you want it to be like supernatural, or you want it to be like a detective drama thing. Yeah. And that's a great thing about the first season. And the first season is the holy grail of TV, so it's really hard to compare.
Yeah.
But you had the supernatural, but you also had the reality. But it mixed into like this folklore.
Yeah.
Bayou. Fucked up shit, because even like, you know, I'm supposed to like assume that like the head of the plant in this season is bad. Sure. Okay. And then Christopher Eccleston is supposed to be like, he's supposed to be like Billy Ray Tuttle, where he's supposed to be like a preacher, you know, he's supposed to be a pure guy who's further up the food chain, but it turns out he's just corrupt and all this shit. It's very like poorly developed. Whereas like Billy Ray Tuttle is like the head of this church, and he's supposed to think he's all like good and everything. And then it turns out he's like covering up like hundreds of years of like family molestation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you make it like,
I mean,
really,
which is kind of how the church came up, you know, the Catholic Church turned out as well. Like, I mean, with the whole, whatever story that was, that the movie was made out of with Mark.
Oh,
Ruffalo,
I watched that movie too. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it now. But it had great elements. I don't want to completely shit. I don't want to shit on the actors in the show. Like, even like Pete, like who played Hank's son, did pretty good, and he had to deal. You know, he had to. He was kind of everybody's bitch and all that kind of stuff. Half expecting him to be the murderer, but I don't know. They just took a left turn and nothing wove together. Nothing made entire sense. So I'm going to shut on because I didn't like the ending. It had great elements, but I didn't like the ending, and that's just me. And apparently, about a couple thousand people on Reddit. So. But am I going to watch the next season? I mean, it is True Detective. I'm going to have reservations.
Of course we're going to watch it.
Yeah, but I'm going to be just expecting it to be shit going right in. So, question for you, because we posed this question multiple times in the office and with Marcos. Change the name, take out True Detective, and just call it Night Country. And are we shitting on this show that badly?
I think you take out the elements of
season one.
All the references to season one. You do 8 to 10 episodes where you can develop the characters, and it's produced by HBO, and you take it out, or you have it separate and call it Night Country. I would watch it.
Yeah.
And
I'd watch it.
And we probably wouldn't be shitting on it as bad. But it's, I think, as we saw here, I mean, because you think about it, the first season was TV heaven.
Yeah.
Like the cream of the crop, pinnacle of TV. Second season, nobody liked because it was nothing like the first one, whether it's good or bad. Third season took place in Mississippi, kind of unreliable narrator with the older guy retelling the story from a long time ago, Mahershala Ali. It was pretty good. And then this fourth season went off the rails. And it's, I think you've got to kill the, I mean, we're confirmed for season five, but I think you've got to kill the franchise because you're never going to get to the height of the first one. And I can't see it going on for much longer. Like,
How but do you try to wring money out of something when at this point you're just wringing your own blood out of trying to make something great that's not great?
Yeah, well, that's why, I mean, Nick Pizzolatto is shitting all over it too, because he was in charge of the first three, and then he handed over the reins and was like, basically, you're turning my masterpiece into this. But I mean, he's saying that, but he's still getting the executive producer cut from the high ratings and shit in the deal with HBO. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I think you said it best too in a text to me that you could just do The Outsider as True Detective season four, and it would have been better. So
yeah, trade this season four with the one. God only knows why one season of The Outsider. I get
Well,
it had great elements.
Well, it's a book, right? And it's a book based on Stephen King novel. But
And they had set it up that there would be a season two to some degree. But you take The Outsider, which had Jason Bateman and so many other people. I can't remember names right now. But you take that and you tell me that's True Detective season four. It already beats out this season of the actual True Detective. Yeah. Because it tied things up nicely. Did it end the way I wanted it to end? Not necessarily, but it was a better season than this. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's,
I could go on for another hour shitting on this season.
Well, usually you and I are pretty positive about the things we're watching because when we choose to watch something, we usually kind of fits our norm, or if we're going to invest time in something, we end up understanding what we're getting out of it. But
this is one of the, I think we're pretty honest about some of the shows that we watch. Like For All Mankind,
we
know it's not great, but we enjoy it. But we recognize great TV when it's there, like Succession.
That is true. Yeah, so we're like, okay, we love For All Mankind, the space race, alternative history. Is it great? No. And it's funny because another show I forgot to list, and this is how irrelevant apparently it was to me, even though I liked it, Invasion season two. I didn't have on my even list of shows I watched last year, and I watched it last year. Look up Reddit for Invasion.
Yeah.
It's like basically called the worst show in history, like on all the Reddit. And I'm like people are hate watching it at this point. They're like, they're just watching it because they hate it so bad. And I'm like, I thought it was pretty good. Like, but it's more I enjoyed it, but as I start to think when people pick it apart. But I
Oh,
mean,
sure.
look, we're two chubby dudes from Houston that have a podcast where we talk about TV, right? So everybody's a critic now, and everybody, but that's, I mean, that's why I think you and I, we both, when we recommend something, you know, we put caveats with it. Just when people say, like, what's your favorite show? Okay, my favorite comedy, my favorite drama, my favorite comedy drama, my favorite, you know, I mean, because like, I might say The Leftovers is my favorite show, but I'm not going to recommend it to Blanca because she doesn't want to watch a show 3 seasons about fucking demoralizing grief and like
Soul crushing
it's
grief of
soul
just three
crushing. Yeah,
seasons.
it. But like, and I'll talk about Ted Lasso because guess what? She's going to like it because there's an
Right.
uplifting message in every episode.
Yeah.
Do I like it as much as a lot of people? No, because I'm cynical and negative. I love it, but like, watch it more for the soccer. Remember when we were reviewing it in the first room? I'm like, the soccer sucks. There's not a soccer. And like, you know, so,
Every
but it's,
show is a piece of Swiss cheese. We can poke the holes in it if we want.
yeah.
I just choose to poke holes
It's,
in the shit that I don't like, and you do the same. And just like with True Detective season four, I poke more holes in this show, I think, than any other show I've watched.
like, I was, like the True Detective season one, I saw someone like, I finally found a plot hole with the season one. And they were like, would Marty, it was like Marty, or no, like leaving Alexander Daddario for, or cheating on Megan Monaghan with, you know, it's like, that's not a plot hole. See, anybody would do that, but it's like, it's two beautiful women, one younger, one older, you know, like her.
Yeah.
It was like something about her nose. Did you know what I'm talking? Did you see
Yeah,
that?
I saw it.
Or did I?
It was like, how was she?
Yeah.
Disgusting. And it's like,
Yeah.
plot
Yeah.
hole.
Yeah.
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 It's the only flaw in
Yes.
season
That's
one.
what
Yeah.
it
Yeah, I
Yeah.
saw that.
That was
Oh,
great. I
shit.
love Reddit.
Yeah.
That's why you love Reddit right there, because it's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
but yeah, there's, you could poke holes in anything and not, you know, I recommended, I can't remember the show, to a friend. They're like, yeah, I didn't really like it. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, how do you not like that? It's a great show. But everybody has different.
Everybody has different taste.
Yeah. So.
My buddy Aaron, was watching Tokyo Vice,
The tent splitter.
fucking hated Succession. He
Hated
was,
Succession.
yeah, he's like, okay, the kids are always trying to fuck their dad over. What else is supposed to happen? And I'm like, I get some people are like, yeah, it's repetitive and all that. It's a great show, in my opinion, but
Well, if you
not
think
everybody's
about
taste is the same.
Succession, if you think about Succession on a 30,000 feet level, like Aaron presented to you, yeah, it's kind of dumb. You're just watching for 4 seasons, three rich or four rich kids wait for their dad to die so one of them can take over, and at the end he dies and none of them get the company.
And none of
But
them
they're
get it.
still rich at the end of the day. I mean,
Yeah.
like it, but it's, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you think about, I mean, that's why sometimes you can't think logically,
Yeah.
like, oh, I'm watching a TV show about an alien who crash landed and took over some guy's body and now he's a town doctor. Like,
Yeah.
okay, great. Like, but I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, but it's all.
I have a bad habit of like poking holes in like TV shows Jackie's watching, and I have to remember like I shouldn't like poke holes in people's imagination with my reality.
There you go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Same thing, because like Blanca listen to podcasts and a lot of like I call it self help, but like self improvement and other stuff. And I'm like, I'm gonna steal that phrase you use, because like I'm always trying to poke holes in these things. And I'm like, all right,
Yeah.
well, let's be nice. She watches my shit and puts up with, you know,
Right. Yeah.
that. So.
Yeah.
But
No, I totally agree. Everybody's got different tastes. They put up with us, but yeah, I think I will hate watch season 5 of True Detective, just going in
we'll
with
be right there.
reservations of hate. Yeah, we'll be there for everybody else. But yeah, anything else you're watching? I didn't, it's pretty much
No, I
covered
think
it
that was
all.
it. Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to I thought, I watched Saturday Night Live like last night. Sydney Sweeney did great. Josh Brolin is hosting next week, so I'm
Interesting.
wondering if Outer Range is did we have a date on Outer Range coming
I
back?
think June 13th.
June. Okay. That's
So they're
interesting
probably,
that he's on there now. He must have something else in
well,
the works.
they might be starting to fire up the marketing campaign. That might be the deal. Yeah. Because I don't know of any movie that he's in at the moment.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I didn't catch Sydney Sweeney on
May
SNL.
in May, Out of Range in May.
Oh, it's in May. Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, we're only like 2 months out. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's why it doesn't have an exact date. It says May
May 24. Yeah.
but it's interesting it was released in April of 15th of 2022. It'd be 2 fucking years. I guess a writer strike, so yeah.
Yeah. Guess that's part of it. I don't think they knew where to take it. I think that's part of the deal. Like,
I
they were
think
like, where the
they've been
fuck do we go from
like,
here? Like,
how do we go anywhere from here?
yeah. Oh, dude, I
And
get it. That's a rewatch. That's gonna be a
yeah.
rewatch.
All right, we gotta rewatch it here soon
Yeah.
and
I was
talk
just it
about it.
just I just remembered things that happened, and I'm like, oh yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Anyway,
So
the mountain that like shapeshifts and like in the buffalo like showing up and with the
the rock
buffalo.
with the shit in it, the magical
Yeah.
shit in it,
Yeah.
and then like Wendy's
I'm a Gene
brother like
Putin.
disappears at the end, and yeah, there's so much that goes
Fucking
on in
hole
that.
in the middle of the field.
Yeah, what? Yeah, dude.
We just completely glanced over the
Oh yeah, and his name is Rawl. Yeah.
raw dog.
Rawl Dahl.
All right,
Oh
I think it's
shit.
time.
Yeah.
Leave me no mas, no mas.
We're getting hysterical. Yeah. But
Nope, no
appreciate everybody for
problema para mí.
appreciate everybody for kicking it with us this week. You know, we had a little break, but tune in next week. We'll be talking Tokyo Vice. I'm sure Shogun some more, some Resident Alien. And then we'll talk Outer Range, and we'll prep up for that. There's some other shows coming, but nothing crazy at the moment on my calendar. So tune in next week. Check out the podcast platform. Check out the website, Kicking the Media. And as cousin likes to say,
Cougars. We're talking about the Cougars.